So that's how I came to be born in Munich. But I was raised in Vienna, and I remember quite a lot about that city, where I remained until the arrival of Mr. Hitler in 1938, in March of 1938. Now, I have to say a few things about that. My father lost his job on the German newspaper, of course, very shortly after the Nazis took over. So his income was reduced. We had a big apartment in Vienna, but we had to rent part of it out. And remember, we rented it out to a cellist who was quite famous. He was a member of something called the Kolisch Quartet, which was associated with Schoenberg. And he eventually, very soon, even before the so-called Anschluss, when the Nazis came in to took over Austria, he emigrated to Israel. His name was Joachim Stuchevsky. And he was a very nasty man who didn't like children. He was not very nice to me. And he, you know, he took over half of our apartment, so I didn't like him either. So anyway, when the Germans came into Austria, I had scarlet fever, which was at that time still considered a serious illness. And actually, they quarantined the apartment because it was very contagious. So my father, who had been writing, among other things, anti-Nazi stuff, had learned through an acquaintance who was a businessman who was kind of on both sides. He did business with, you know, with the Nazis, and he was also. So he had told him a few years before, he said, I found out that he liked my father, and said, you're on the Gestapo blacklist. So, you know, if anything happens, you better be careful. So my father had to get out. He got out on one of the last trains out of Austria and made his way to France, where he had been once before in the early 30s and had friends there. So had to leave my mother and myself behind. Now, my mother, because once you, Austria no longer existed as a country, it was annexed to Germany. And so if you had an Austrian passport, you know, you've got a German one. But my mother was Danish by birth, and she managed to do something. She was young and nice-looking, and the Nazis who were taking over all these, bureaucratic positions and so on, and didn't know anything. So she managed to talk him into giving her a Danish passport. I know the Danish consulate was cooperative, I guess. So anyway, that's how she dumped me at my grandmother's place and went to Denmark and sort of prepared things there. And then my grandmother, who was a Danish national by marriage and was free to travel. This is still, 38, and still pretty, things are not as they became later with really closed borders and everything. So we were able to get into Denmark